A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. It's astonishing, isn't it, how often people quote Jesus without realizing it. You hear people say that somebody is the salt of the earth, or usually criticizing, saying that somebody doesn't hide her light or his light under a bushel. In the first case, we're talking about somebody who's good-hearted, somebody who's dependable, probably not particularly clever, not distinguished, but down-to-earth and basically good. And in the case of the quote about light, hiding your light or not hiding your light under a bushel, most of the time we seem to use that one ironically to suggest a lack of modesty, somebody who shows off, somebody who boasts, somebody who wants to be noticed. In neither case are we really saying what Jesus meant. Let's just look at salt for a moment. Here, where I live in Italy, we see lots of different versions of MasterChef, the cooking program. Of course, MasterChef Italy, but also Australia, Canada, America. And if there's one thing that they have in common, it's that almost all the dishes they prepare, apart from obviously sweets, meringues, things like that, almost all the dishes need a pinch of salt. It's never the main ingredient, and it shouldn't be too obvious to whoever eats the finished product. But without salt, most dishes are bland and not very enjoyable. If there's anything more tasteless than a boiled egg without salt, I can't imagine what it is. So, what's Jesus saying? Perhaps he's saying that we are supposed to be unobtrusively but essentially present everywhere. If we get it right, we can make life, if you like, tastier for other people. Not taking over, not dominating, not being number one, but providing something that's essential. And in addition, when you come to light, our faith isn't something to be kept jealously just for ourselves, not something to be cherished in private. It's supposed to light the way for others. It's supposed to make the road visible so that they won't lose their way or fall and be hurt. And then Jesus says that whoever keeps God's commandments and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Notice he doesn't say you'll necessarily be called great here in this world. On the contrary, like Jesus himself, his followers may have a rough time here. It wasn't all plain sailing for Thomas Aquinas, whose feast day this is, and whom we Dominicans celebrate particularly today. Thomas himself called his massive contribution to theological scholarship just so much straw. And straw, like salt, is humble stuff. But again, like salt, it has its uses. And Thomas was a light. There's a lovely expression in Paul Murray's book, New Wine of Dominican Spirituality. He talks about Thomas's radiant openness to truth. And radiant, of course, is a word that takes us right back to light. Thomas shone with his openness to truth. Thomas taught God's word, and he is called great in the kingdom of heaven.